Welcome to Sprouts, the first day of Sprouts. We are so excited you are here. Yeah, woohoo! Your kids are downstairs in a safe, loving place, and you are here in a place that will hopefully be a place that is peaceful and calm and encouraging and life-giving for you. My name is Jamie York, and I am the director of women's ministries here at River West and the fortunate leader of Sprouts. In a minute, I'll share a little bit more about myself, and I'll share a little bit more about Sprouts and kind of the vision for this year and what our leadership team is really excited about. But first, I thought it would be fun to talk about you all so that we could all look around the room and go, who's in this room? So if you were in Sprouts last year or in previous years, you would know that we met in the sanctuary and we had lots of room to spread out. Like, the food table was way over on the other side. And when I was trying to gather us up, I'd be like, hello, everybody. And so now we've got you all corralled right here. And it's still kind of hard to get y'all to. That's the beauty of being a woman, right? So I would love to ask, I have a few questions, actually quite a few questions, that I wanted to just ask you to kind of get us warmed up and knowing a little bit about each other. So if this is your first time at Sprouts, will you raise your hand? You guys, that's awesome. It's like half of you. How cool is that? Did you get invited by a friend? Who got invited by a friend? Okay, but so the others of you, just like, how did you find us? Shout out. Church, okay. Diane, yay, good, thank you, Diane. That's awesome. So how many of you, this is your first time walking in this building? A few, okay, there's a few of you. Welcome, we're so glad you found us. How did you guys find us? Friend, oh, good job, friends. So if you've been in Sprouts before, raise your hand. We're gonna get your arms exercised. Keep your hand up. If you've been in Sprouts more than 2 years, keep your hand up. 3 years. 4 years. Oh, my goodness. Look around the room. 5 years. Okay, nobody's been here 6 years. Okay, but 5 years. So those are your veterans. If anybody wants to know who you need to go to, if you have any questions, those are them. How many of you are pregnant right now? Yay! Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Anybody making an announcement for the first time? It's a good place to do that. Congratulations. We're so glad you guys are here. Are you all pregnant with baby number one? Anybody pregnant with baby number one? Okay, baby number two, maybe? Baby number two. Okay, a couple of you guys. Oh, and you're in the same group. That's fun. How many of you guys have given birth within the last year? Okay, look around. Look around. Hold your hands high. You're not alone. How about within the last 2 years? Probably more of you. Awesome. That's so great, you guys. How many of you guys have two kids? How many have three? Okay, veteran moms. How many have four? Jen. All right. There she is. Jen's a mentor. You'll get to hear from her. Hear some wisdom. How many of you have elementary age kiddos? I'm assuming many of you have toddlers and babies, but any with elementary? Some. I do. How many with middle schoolers? All right, Jen. Good job. We're going to survive together. How many with high schoolers? Rhonda's out there, and she has high school girls. Lauren, yep. You're seeing mentors in the room. They're sitting at your tables. And then Gail's out there, and she has kids who have gone on. She's raised them. They're doing, like, real-life things. It happens. It's hard to imagine when you're in this season. So how many of you guys left your child downstairs for the first time today? Like, leaving them with someone other than family? Okay, look around, you guys. Oh, and you're all at the same group. You guys are together. Okay, that's providential right there. Oh, so you're not alone, you guys. You can hug each other later or right now. You'll hear more about this, but you're in a safe, wonderful place to get to do that for the first time. The women downstairs, I was telling someone just yesterday, the women downstairs, they're pros at this. They're pros at taking in babies who have a hard time leaving their moms, or maybe don't. Maybe their moms have a hard time leaving them. It happens to all of us. So I'm so glad you're here, and know that you are with friends who know how that feels. How many of you guys work outside the home? Lots of you. Awesome. How many of you guys left a career or a job to stay home with kids? Okay, awesome. We'll get to talk about all that stuff this year. That's what's really fun. How many of you guys are sleep deprived today? Okay, thank you. Me too. How many of you guys have a pile of laundry somewhere in your house that you wish you were not responsible for? Right? Okay, how many of you guys feel just a little bit maybe isolated or lonely from the real world sometimes? Maybe just having little ones at home. How many of you guys maybe feel like you'd really like to connect with other people who might be feeling lonely or isolated? Okay? Well, good, you came here. Now you're not isolated right now. good job just taking the first step of joining in with others. How many of you guys just have just maybe a little fear that you may not actually know what you're doing as a mommy? Like, how did they let me leave this hospital with these small humans? I mean, I felt that way. Okay, so maybe I'm just speaking from my own experience. Like, wow, this is the real deal. Do you ever feel like life is a little chaotic? Like, wow, how am I going to get it all done? And why does everybody keep asking me to get it all done? I don't know. Again, I'm speaking from personal experience. You guys, it's so fun for me to get to know you a little bit, even in this really kind of lighthearted way. I know that for me and for our leadership team, we have just been thinking about and planning and praying for you, thinking about what today might look like, thinking about and dreaming about what the year ahead will look like. And so we're really excited to have you here in this room and around these tables. We are just excited to spend the year together doing a lot of encouraging, learning, walking alongside each other, getting to know each other. And part of the reason I wanted to start with just talking about you all is I wanted to see some of who you are, but I wanted you to look around and see each other, you know, and see how many people that are here in this room have probably similar things going on in their lives. And so one of my hopes for this year and prayers is that we would see each other, that we would know that when you come to Sprouts, you will be noticed, you will be known, and that when you don't come, like you have a little one that's sick, because it will happen, don't feel bad about it, it just happens, or when you have to go out of town or something comes up, you'll be missed. Not in a guilty way, but just you will be missed. We will miss you, and you add a lot, each of you add so much to the circles that you sit in, and so we're glad you're here. I thought I'd just share a little bit about Sprouts. So as you can see, Sprouts is a place where moms with little ones are gathering together to join in fellowship and community and do this life together. My hope, our hope, is that when you come in here, hopefully today you just felt the love. Whether you showered or not, whether you have like spit up right here or food in your hair maybe, or maybe this is the day that you got to put on like your old work clothes and come out and get out of the sweatpants that are your normal attire. All of it is welcome here. And I really am serious about this. I hope that in those mornings, remember my words, on those mornings when it's dark and rainy outside and you just can't hardly get it together, know that you can come just however you are. Okay, this is a place where we are for each other. We are come as you are kind of a place, okay? There's plenty of places where we can go in the world and feel like we need to compare ourselves to others or live up to an impossible standard. But as you saw, we all have the laundry pile, okay? We all have the chaos in our homes, and this is a place we hope that you will come and just be loved on and just be built up as moms and maybe wives or maybe sisters or daughters, okay? So I hope that you will just know that this is the place for you, even when you're feeling like it might not be. And downstairs, your kids are getting loved on. They are, the the gals that are working on our Little Sprouts team downstairs, they are, of course, background checked and interviewed and all the things. But almost more importantly is that they are prepared to receive your kids and give them love and hold them and rock them. And in fact, many of them, I was looking through the list of who's serving downstairs, and I thought many of them are women like in my season of life who have kids in elementary school, and they could be going to get a job, or they could be going to the gym, right? But they actually want to come. They love to hold your babies. They don't have babies anymore. And so it's actually a real sweet place downstairs. And I hope that you will know that and also thank them a time or two because they're really glad to be here. So once you're here, you'll find that you come in and there's food prepared, or maybe sometimes you'll contribute to it, which you'll hear more about. But there's coffee and tea prepared by a team, and food today was brought by your leadership team. And so if you forgot that part, we've got you covered in the mornings. Hopefully it'll be peaceful. Hopefully I will typically be here to greet you and share a few announcements about things that we have coming up. And then I'll often introduce a speaker. So you should know that we get to bring in some amazing speakers throughout the year. Already we have people lined up for this fall to talk on topics of actually a new term. I just heard it's called momfidence. Momfidence. Have you ever heard of this? I think it's breaking. It's like cutting edge. It's just it's notion of how to raise kids that are brave and confident, and how we as moms have a really significant role in that. So we're going to actually be talking about that next time we gather in 2 weeks. And then we'll talk this fall about identity and creativity. How do we rediscover the creative parts of ourselves, not just for our kids, but who we are. And we'll talk about fitness and nutrition also this fall, all of that this fall. And in the future, we have plans for speakers around caring for our own souls in this season of pouring out into the lives of little ones, and marriage, or really practical tips around raising toddlers, how to get them to eat something other than mac and cheese, things like that. That's lofty, I know, but so a lot going on this year that we're excited to bring to you just as a way of encouraging and equipping you. So after the speaker, each time we gather, then you will have about an hour sitting around your circles with your groups. You have a leader. Leaders, raise your hand. Hopefully you met your leader. And then you'll have a mentor. Mentors, will you raise your hands? You'll get to meet these gals in a few minutes. We're missing a few mentors today, so they are coming. But these people will help lead discussion each time, so that hopefully it becomes a place where you get to process what you've just heard from a speaker, maybe ask questions, maybe seek to understand, maybe learn from one another, maybe disagree, you know, just all of that is so you get to come together and hopefully in the process connect with others in your group on a deeper level. So, you know, my heart for Sprouts and really my prayer has been that you'll find Sprouts to be just a peaceful, authentic, loving community where you can come and be encouraged as the one that God chose to be the kids, the mom to your kids. So whether they're beautiful today or they're not acting beautiful today, you're their mom. And that is an incredible role. And it is with great intention. And so here we hope that you'll also discover friendships and connect on a deeper level with others who may actually be different than you, but in this journey of motherhood, we can be united as we just stand together. So I'm excited for what we have for the year ahead, and I'm glad that you guys stepped out to come join us. So just a little bit about me. There is a slide up here that has a picture of my family. That's my husband, Matt. I don't know if you guys can see over here. And then I have three girls. They all have different color hair. It's the thing people say the most about us. Addison is my oldest. She's 13 and an eighth grader. Presley is my middle, and she is 11 and a sixth grader, and actually coming back from outdoor school today, which, oh, guys, if you worry about your kids now, just think about sending them off to outdoor school. No, and so I can't wait to have her back. And then Ruby's my youngest, and she's 7 in second grade. And these guys are just, as it is for us moms, these these guys just have my heart, right? And I'm sure throughout the year I'll share little things about, you know, the meltdown at my house or the new challenge. But I just, as I think about my own journey in motherhood, I was just thinking this morning about how years ago when I had a career and traveled a lot for my career, and then I got pregnant with my first and thought, okay, this will be great. I'll stay home for the first 3 months, and then she'll just go to daycare, and it was a great little sweet daycare, and I was able to work and still juggle all the things with baby number one. And but I didn't anticipate how I'd feel about her. You know, it all made sense on paper, but then you have your baby, and it's like, whoa, actually, I don't want to leave. And so things just shifted in my heart and in my life and in my family. And so I did, for quite some time, continue to travel and work. And she was in a great little daycare and happy. And then when she was 2.5, her sister came along and had some complications coming into the world. And I was so grateful that I had stepped back a little bit from my work and was able to step away completely for a season to just care for baby number two, Presley. And so for about a year, I didn't work. I stayed home. We just hunkered down as a family and helped Presley just get healthy. It's a story for another day, but we really bonded as a family during that time. And then my husband was in the mortgage business, and the bottom dropped out of that in 2008, and so I had to go back to work. I had to start picking up projects, and then that's what moved us here to Portland, and we lived with family for a while. So if that's ever been a part of your story, I get that. And both of us traveled for work and had little ones at home. And just when we thought we were getting on our feet again, and I was working quite a bit, and again found myself traveling quite a bit, I got pregnant with baby number three, with Ruby. And that's when, you know, all the things I thought I could juggle with just two babies, like working from home, which sounds so ideal, right? But, oh, it's great. You can work and have your kids there. And, oh, my goodness, I lost my mind. I remember very clearly a particular phone call with Matt when he was, of course, traveling, as he did a lot, and trying to have conference calls while babies were sleeping, having a nap time, and like locking myself in the room so that they, when they woke up, nobody would hear the baby crying. I mean, this has so been my life. And I remember calling Matt one night just going, I can't, I was just crying, this can't work anymore. It was so hard for me because I was a person that could, like I could just do it, you know, just get over it and make it happen. And so I had to bail on some projects in the middle of them. It did not look good for a resume. It did not like make people happy that I worked with. And in the middle of projects, in the middle of my third trimester, I believe I just bailed. And we just took a leap for me to stay home. And it's been an incredible ride since then, a journey of faith. But as I thought back about that time, I remember thinking how grateful at the time, I don't know that I even realized, but I was so fortunate to get plugged into our community here at this church at River West and started doing a Bible study, a variation of the Bible study we offer now, and found myself in groups with women way older than me and some in my similar season of life. But the idea of community and gathering with other women was so important to me. And looking back, I'm just so fortunate that it was always a part. And so I actually don't remember a season of feeling alone or isolated. Of course, there were days. There were certain days where it was like, I can't believe I have to do this all day and I just need an adult to talk to. But I was so fortunate to have other women in my life and women who had been there and gone, you know, this road ahead of me, who could encourage me so that I knew that I wasn't alone. And so what we do as women, and when we gather together, it combats that feeling that I think often we can get in. If we stay alone in our house, in our season, or in the hard stuff, we think we're all by ourselves in it. We think that there's nobody else that can understand. But when we step out into a room like we just did, and we raise our hands when we're like, yeah, laundry everywhere, or yep, spit up on my shoulder, or whatever it is, we see that we're not alone. And there's power in that. And so
I am so grateful that I had that experience in my life, and it's continued, and those are relationships that have continued being formative for me in my parenting, in my marriage, women and families that I look up to. And then it's a real privilege to get to be a little bit farther along than many of you, where hopefully there's something that I can share. Or I know I'm not the only one in this room. You act, like I mentioned, you have mentors sitting at your tables. And these are women who are here because they want to just be available. They want to hold your babies too or help you in any way. But they have a lot of just experience. They're not experts. None of us are standing up saying we're experts. Just make sure you know that, okay? But we're willing to process with you. I was telling a friend recently as we were talking just about life, and she was like, thanks so much for listening. I don't really have anybody else to talk to like this. And I said, you should know, talking about like the things under the surface in our lives is my favorite thing to do. My very favorite thing is like, what, where are you really? And how are you feeling? And not to fix things, but just to listen, just to understand, and just to support and encourage. And so I would like to be that, be available, open door policy, if we have that here. not that there's a door anywhere. And but I would love to be a resource to all of you. I am not going to be sitting in any one group this year. I'm going to be kind of rotating and joining you. And so I hope to get to know you, and I hope that you will feel that you can contact me if ever needed, if ever I can support or encourage you. But also at your tables, your mentors will be there. So mentors, could you stand? I just want to give a shout out. You're going to get to hear from them another time. Oh, yeah. Brittany, will you go? Or oh, Liz, will you let them know to come on in? They're still greeting people. So right here, we have Mary Ann. Mary Ann is our pastor to women here at River West. And Mary Ann, like me, will be here and rotating groups. So she is a resource to you. Mary Ann, do you want to say anything about your role or... Okay, I'm just putting people on the spot. But she is wants to be available just like I do. Lauren Braze is right here. She is with Kimberly's group. And like I said, later at future meetings, we will get to hear from our mentors in a more structured way. But Jen Johnson is right back here with the four kids we heard from earlier in Whitney's group. And Rhonda Joyce is over here. Rhonda is with Brittany right here. And Gail Poindexter, and Gail's with Cody, so right back here. And so also, Stacy Nelson, her mentor is Annie Skilpert, and she will be with us next time. And let's see, Jane Ruby is with Angie. She will be sitting here in the future. And who else are we? Amber is also, she is at a field trip today with her kindergartner. So she will be joining as well. So thanks, you guys. I just wanted everybody to get a visual on you. I'm going to transition here to introduce our leadership team. And you guys, I'll introduce you in the order that you'll speak. Is that good? We've got a PowerPoint to go with it, so there is a bit of an order. So I would love for Brittany to come on up. We're just going to have them all come up. They are going to introduce, tell you a little bit more about Sprouts from their perspective. So this is Brittany and Whitney and Stacy and Kimberly. Angie, it's after Kimberly, Cody, and then Liz. So I will just hand off, and there is a microphone right here, and they're just going to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit more about Sprouts using seven words that we often use to describe Sprouts.
Hi, I'm Brittany, and that's my family. I'm married to Ryan. I've got two little boys, Wesley, five, and we are 3 days to just about three. And the word I chose to represent my journey here is connection. And I just wanted to share a little bit about what my journey has been getting here. I joined about 4 years ago, and you know, if I'm honest, it was really kind of a lonely part of my life. I wasn't really plugged into the church at that point. I was home with my oldest, who loved that time with him. It was so sweet, but I had just stepped out of the workplace and really missed having interaction with people, with adults, outside of just making these ongoing demands for my little ones. And just craved that. And I look back and I just realized like how good God was to bring me into this place where I not only felt like I really connected and bonded with people in a real way, but he drew me closer to him in the process too. And so I'm just so thankful that this is a place where you can connect with people, not just on the surface, but like James was saying, like really go below, like how you're feeling, and to know that you're not alone. Like that is so empowering to walk away and just feel like you have this together with other people that are empowering you to go love your families and serve them, and just feel like recharged yourself. So I hope you find that here as well.
Hi, I'm Whitney. This is a picture of my family. I'm married to Matt, and I have a 4-year-old son, Eli, and a 2-year-old daughter, Kylie. I chose the word, we were kind of talking about this piece, because I really feel like that's something that Sprouts has been to use. My 4th year here, first year as a leader, but Sprouts is just something that I've just absolutely, it's enriched my life, and I've really been, you know, happy and thankful to be a part of. Just feel like it can be such a chaotic season, kind of like being a new mom, getting, you know, going with this if you've left a career, even if you haven't. Just a time that can lack peace. You know, you're tired, you've got little ones, you have a lot of demands, and I just feel like Sprouts was a place for me, it still is a place for me where I can come connect with other moms, kind of fill my own cup, find myself at rest with my kids downstairs, being loved on, and just kind of leave with a sense of peace every single time. I really feel like it's been sort of a refuge. Like I said, fill my own cup while meeting the demands of everybody else that needs me. So I really hope that you guys find peace here as well.
I'm Stacey Nelson. Hi. And that is my family, my husband Garrett. We've been married for 8 years. My son Emmerich, who just turned 3, and he is insane. If you can't feel the same with your 3-year-old, especially boy. I chose love because I remember my first Sprouts. I was so amped to come. He was like, 2 months old? And you go to Riverwest, I'm familiar with the building, walk in, and everyone is just smiling and happy. And I'm like that, very outgoing, very friendly, love people. And that was weird. I just walked in, and my group leader at the time just embraced me with a hug, and I'm a hugger, and I'm just like, I knew this is where I was meant to be. So full of love. I hope that every single one of you, when you walk in, feel loved. That is, it just means so much. We spend so much time loving everyone else. And just for you guys to come and just feel the love, feel the warmth. If you're a hugger, if you're not, warn me before you meet me. We want you to feel loved. Another great impact around love is like loving people with food and the mentor moms. Oh my gosh, you guys. You're really in for a treat because my leader friends are wonderful, but there's literally nothing better than these mentor moms who walk before us and can, like, cry with us, laugh with us, and just, like, mentor moms, none of them were my mentor mom last year that are this year. Jamie was, and she did such a good job loving us. But then I got to know all the mentor moms, even though they weren't in my group. They just, like, love us so much. And so I just walked in here and felt loved ever since, and I hope you guys feel the same. If you need love, you can be right. Well, we're super excited to have you guys.
Oh, me, Rachel. I'm Kimberly Santatali, and my word is authenticity. So my husband Mark, my daughter Mia is 7, my son Ethan is 5, and Liam is 1 year, 1 month. And I just think that the world is pressuring us all the time to be Pinterest perfect and Instagram. So I chose on purpose this picture. You might notice my son is doing something there. But I know a lot of you get it. You know. This was Easter. I'm like, oh, we're going to get a good, we're at a friend's house. We're going to get a good family snap. And he was going through this phase where that was all he did. Look at him, like, great, he's grabbing himself. That's just how I get it. But that's life, and I know that a lot of you get it, and I feel like it's so beautiful to be able to share that and not to always feel like we have to have this certain image. And so this is a place where we can admit our struggles or we'll cheer each other on, and it's real. It's real. So that's why I chose that word.
Hi, Hi, I'm Angie Pennick, and my husband is Nathan, and we've been married 7 years. And then came 3 boys. Jonathan is 9, Ryan is 6.5, and Ben is 4. And I'm the type, I need notes or else all the thoughts go out the window. So the word I so badly wanted was community. And so at first I started thinking, what does community mean to me? And I was writing down, it's a true sense of belonging, togetherness, and support. And I thought that was good, but then I wanted to listen to some of last year's podcasts from the pastors at River West, because this church is really big on community. And I found so much good help there. So Pastor Guy said, the power of community is when all the parts are working together for the common good. When everyone is working together in harmony for one purpose, suddenly individuals become more than individuals, and a greater purpose is accomplished. Where every member is engaged, each one contributing, a community of love, and people who deeply care about one another, people who listen to each other, people who are quick to forgive, and people who work past their differences, and they do have differences, and people who admit that we're all imperfect, but we're not going to leave. The reason Sprouts has meant so much for a community to me is, first of all, we get to come together regularly and have this great breakfast together, and that's just so amazing. And then we get to meet all these other moms that are in the same walk of life of having littles, and we just get each other, and we know each other's struggles, and we get to know each other on a pretty deep level. And then we get to hear these incredible speakers that are truly giving you life lessons and all their wisdom. And what's really neat here is that we are united in a common truth, and that is God. And I wanted to tell you about my new favorite word is paraklesis. That means to come alongside one another. And it means to comfort, to encourage, to build up, to spur on, to come alongside, journeying together, and the way that God journeys alongside us. And we just need to be there for each other when we're struggling. And I have seen this time and time again at Sprouts. When I had minor surgery, my whole Sprouts group that year was taking turns taking care of my 2 youngest when my husband was at work. And then 2 girls here in particular have become very special to me. One is Jamie York, the director. She saw my need and desire to find ways to connect more with God and during the busy time of having 3 loud boys. And she took me under her wing and started meeting with me and discipling me in that. So that's been so great. And then lastly, Jane Ruby this year is my group's mentor, which you guys will meet next time. She is a dear example of how my church life connected to my Sprouts life, because we met 1 year ago. And then now that's connected to my family life. Our boys, they were best friends with each other at church. And then when we met, it was just instant. And we both totally get what it's like to be moms of boys. And now our husbands coach, they co-coach the Jonathan and Riley's flag football team. And then we even realized we grew up close to the same place in Washington. And then we've known each other for only 1 year, and now she's become one of my closest friends. And so, and now we get to work together serving you guys. It's just so cool. So this is just the epitome of developing community.
Hi, I'm Cody, and that's my daughter, Addie. She'll be 3 in January, and then this is Colton. He's 3 months. And then my husband is in the back there doing sound, and he's been coming to Sprouts longer than I have because of the sound, and it's very helpful with topics we get to talk about because he's heard them before. So I picked friendship because when I started coming, I had just gone through a loss of our first pregnancy at 15 weeks, and I was pregnant with my daughter, and as you can assume, there was a lot of worry and just really needed that friendship around me during that time. And her name's Addison Blessing, because we named our first baby, Baby Blessing, and she's been a blessing to us. And just having other moms that were also pregnant at the time, and they now have kids that are like best friends with Addie, and just really been encouraging to have those friendships with moms that were going through their first pregnancy together, and what just hearing all like a lot of insight before even having my daughter, it was so helpful. And that was 4 years ago. So now I've been a leader last year and this year, and just been really neat to come alongside other women and the mentors, just hearing other women that have been before us, and just developing friendships of people that even some of the gals that I've had in groups, like my first year or second year, that I see maybe a couple times a year since then, like we just really click and have a good time, and we do get to see each other, and I just really value that. And now I have numbers of people that, you know, have, like, this is my experience of having a boy this time. So now I have moms in my phone that have boys, and it's really nice to have, like, those go-tos that, you know, all have had those connections with different people and have friendships in different places of my life. And, yeah, I'm just excited to make some other friends this year, too.
Hi, guys. I'm Liz Schmidt. I just want to say I am so excited to see so many new faces here today. This is my family. I'm a mother of three. I have my oldest son is six. He's Jacob. That's my daughter. She's three, Izzy. And then my baby is feisty, and she's sweet. Sweet baby Adelaide just turned one this last month. So my word is encouragement, and the first thing that jumped out at me when I looked at this word is that it has the word courage within it. And for some of you moms, you might already know, it takes a lot of courage to get out of bed in the morning and to run a household and to take care of your kids. And for me especially, my husband wakes up and he's out the door before we're out of bed, and he usually doesn't come home until after all the kids are in bed. So it takes a lot of courage for me to get out of bed in the morning. But you know what? Most days I tell myself, I can do it. I'm enough. I'm a really energetic person. Like, I can get this done. And most days that's what happens. Like, we have a great day. However, there are those times where things just start to go a little sideways. Like, in the mornings, I'm trying to frantically get the kitchen all cleaned up. I'm telling my kids, hurry, hurry, quick, quick, finish eating breakfast, get your shoes on, and darn it, no one wants to get their shoes on. And then there's baby Adelaide, feisty baby Adelaide, just throwing her food on the floor, and I'm like, ah. So, and then there's the bus rumbling down the street, and I'm like, okay. And it's at those times when I feel alone, I feel outnumbered, I feel like I'm not enough, and it's three against one, and it just doesn't seem fair. However, you know, you look at courage, courage comes from inside, it comes from in your heart. But if you look at the word encouragement, that comes from other people, an outside source. And so when I come to Sprouts, that's how I find that encouragement. You guys lend me support, you lend me confidence, you lend me love. And sometimes that's having a cup of coffee or going out to dinner with a friend and having some good laughs. Sometimes it's having another mama pray for you. So I'm just really excited to get to know all of you guys better this year and get to know my group better this year. And I really hope that we can lend each other that courage as we dig deep into motherhood.